Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Ballou Show, only on The Fan.
Here we go. Live from 680 The Fan Studios in the Battery, Atlanta. You got the Buck Ballou Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. And we stream at 680thefan.com. Click and watch. And get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Gang's all here. Road Dog, our producer, ready to get to work. And our engineer, Derek Thomas, one eye on the Masters, the other on the board, as we call it here in the industry. Glad you're with me on this rainy Thursday. Hopefully it's going to slack off here a little bit. We got a lot going on. We don't need it raining on this Thursday. Took me a little over an hour and a half to get down to work again today. You probably don't want to hear about that. This traffic in Atlanta. You know, growing up in Valdosta, I just didn't have any preparation for what I would face head-on here in Hotlanta. No traffic down in the V-Town. All right, a little frustrated last night. I'm going to tell you why next in the Big Take.
Buck's Big Take.
You might not recognize it, but I'm a longtime Hawks fan. So like many of you, I suffered through the worst loss of the season last night. If I could only get those 2 hours back. What a waste of time. The Hawks didn't even try to win. They led by 15 into the fourth quarter. Led by 15. And what does Snyder do? He benches Ice Cold Trey, Bogey, Capella. They were done for the night. And he goes with the G League guys. Are you kidding me? Coach, what kind of culture are you building here? Let me answer that question. Quinn Snyder is building a culture of losing here in Atlanta. Coach would rather rest his starters for a play-in game then break a three-game skid and get a win. This is flat-out embarrassing. I'm ashamed to be a Hawks fan today. The Hawks got outscored by 16 in the fourth quarter. And down one, with a chance to win it, didn't even get a shot up. We gave a game away to a team that is 20 and 60. The Hornets 9 and 30 on the road. And we lost to that cast of characters that Charlotte has. Yes, I was thrilled to see Ice Cold Trey back out on the floor and get his 14 and 11. But, folks, that loss stinks to high heaven. It's a losing culture, if I've ever seen one. And there's your big take. Worst loss of the season. Didn't even try to win. It's as if winning doesn't matter. Four-game losing streak heading into the play-in game. Don't even try to win. I mean, you got a chance to put the game away. What about playing the starters for half of the fourth quarter and then putting the G League guys out there? But no, we don't care about winning. This, we embrace with our Atlanta Hawks, we're embracing the load management thing. I mean, you got Hunter, and he's playing well one night, and then a couple nights later, he's in street clothes over there sitting down. For what? I mean, you got a couple games left in the season, and you're resting guys? It's incredible. And Coach Snyder, he looks like the mad scientist coming in that post-game press conference. I mean, the hair's all over the place. Losing culture. I'm embarrassed today. But some positive things going on. Let's see what's popping out there.
Let's find out what's popping.
Yeah, let's see what's popping, man. All right, let's start with a big story here. Going on in Augusta, we've got the 88th Masters getting ready to tee off. A 10:30 start. And so we've got the legends getting ready for that ceremonial tee shot. Got Jack Nicklaus getting ready to swing the club. And I'm stunned they allow Gary Player to be out there. Didn't Player just call the Masters the fourth best major?
He's doubled down on it, it feels like.
I mean, he doubled down on it, and they still allow him to go out there and hit the ball.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised by that. And by the way, the locker room show admitting they would rather play Pebble Beach than Augusta National eliminates any chance for any of those guys to play Augusta National from this point forward.
You got to take the invite to Augusta National. Pebble Beach is a public course.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So we're looking for round one to get underway at 10:30 this morning, just moments away from the 88th Masters. Teeing it up. How much will Scottie Scheffler, how many shots will he win by?
You really think that's the only question going into the week?
I really think it's
obviously
a prohibitive
favorite, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll talk with Rich Lerner of the Golf Channel coming up here in about 10 minutes. See what he thinks about Scheffler and his chances today. All right, Braves underway at 12:20. We take on the Mets. And we've got some fans showing up ready to go in Truist Park with a little bit of a light drizzle still falling. Man, we banged that game last night early. My goodness, I was a little surprised with that. And I was thinking at the time, today will be worse than it was last night.
It does look like it's going to clear out a little bit today. Shouldn't be all that bad, according to the weather folks.
Yeah, because you're not pitching.
Yeah, that's no fun. Now, how about Winans, you know, obviously gearing up yesterday and then has to just wait another, 12, 15 hours, so... He's ready to go. Max moved back to tomorrow.
Yeah, Max needs to get his act together and get it together here this next time out. So Braves going to fly to Miami after the ball game, take on the Marlins for three, then fly to Houston, take on the Astros for three. So they're staring down at a six-game trip. This is the rubber game of the now three-game series this afternoon. With Alan Winans. DT, do you really think Alan Winans is the best option that we had available to come up and join this rotation? Because I don't.
Wouldn't have been my best guess. Isn't that more about how you lined up and you know, when it's your day to pitch, right? They did have a few options,
I think, options. It's the control.
Yeah.
I mean, understand this. Bless you, Road Dog. Understand that it's all about control is what it's about. We control these guys. So they can bring up Winans and send him back down. He is not the best option right now to join this rotation. I'm just saying. Just trying to keep it real here on the show. And we've also got news. Coach Calipari has officially accepted the Arkansas job
And this time yesterday, we had the Arkansas Board of Directors, the big shots, sitting around that executive conference room at Arkansas and decided, you know what, we'll pay Coach Cal double what Musselman was making as the head coach. No problem. Cut that check and have Calipari sign the contract immediately. And now Coach Cal has got a sale going on for all of his blue gear that he was using at Kentucky. There's a sale going on at his home in Lexington. If you want to get some Kentucky gear, you might want to swing by there. Coach Cal looks a little strange in red. I'm just saying, but Coach Calipari, he says he's excited. DT, excited about taking this Arkansas job.
You know what? I'm jacked about another opportunity. I'm like, let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team. So now we got to get a roster together.
He's jacked, though. Good to hear that.
Got to get a roster together.
That helps. You do need some players.
Well, really, you only need about seven. You got five starters. You play a couple off the bench. Look, these small schools do it all the time. You see it in the NCAA tournament. You got these smaller schools. They're playing about seven guys. And you know what? They're whipping some of these bigger schools. Yeah. Telling you, man, that's all Coach Cal needs. And I continue to wonder about Kentucky and what they're going to do replacing Coach Cal. We got the Scott Drew watch on up in Lexington. He's expected to be named the new head coach. And I think that's probably the best fit for Kentucky. He is an elite recruiter. Hits the portal successfully. We've seen that at Baylor. Runs an elite offense so you can sell it to the fan base and the players. But I don't think he's really anxious to leave Baylor. He's a family man. And the faith part of the equation for Scott Drew, Coach Drew, is faith is huge for Coach Drew, and it seems like a great fit for him there at Baylor. But when Kentucky comes calling, there's not a lot of people that are going to tell him no. And that's what's popping out there today on this Thursday, April the 11th. All right, coming back on the other side, man, we're going to dive into the 88th Masters with one of my favorites, Rich Lerner from the Golf Channel, will join us next. You got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Buck Belue Show. As the rain falls on Augusta National. Hopefully, just a few moments, the patrons will line the fairways and we'll be ready for another world-class golf tournament. Hello, friends. By the way, you're listening to 680 The Fan, 680 and 93.7. We appreciate it. Buck Belue Show, 10 to 11, Monday through Friday. Let's go to the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Bring on a friend of the show and one of my favorites, Rich Lerner, joins us from the Golf Channel. Rich, always a pleasure getting you on, man. I know you're busy, so we appreciate you taking time out to be on the show today, brother.
Buck, how are you?
Man, we're doing well. We're wondering about the weather. Everybody's talking about the weather. At the coffee shop this morning, They were asking me what the weather in Augusta was going to be like today. So can you tell us?
Brandel's hair is blowing in the wind.
He better break out some of that hair care product.
It's windy. But I think on the whole, we got a little bit of a break. It's the massive cell sort of skirted Augusta, went just to the south a tiny bit, so like a light drizzle. The rain is certainly not the issue as they get going, and they're going to tee off now. So the first group's delayed not quite 3 hours, so 7 minutes away from the opening tee shot. Jack and Tom and Gary, the legends, honorary starters, are on the first tee right now. But the wind will be the issue today, and again, I think tomorrow. But play away. Let's go. And I think the golf course is ready. They can do whatever they want with this course, with the sub-air system, suck the moisture out, get the greens wherever they want them. And they'll adjust if you know, it is, you know, blustery and 25, 30 miles per hour. They will have made the necessary adjustments so that the course isn't over the edge or in any way unfair.
Yeah, I can't wait. Everybody loves it, obviously. What can you tell us about this run that Scottie Scheffler's on? I mean, there was a little bump in the road with the putting issue. He's got that straightened out. Or are we seeing one of the great runs in golf going on right now?
We are. I mean, I think, to be fair, if you go back even, say, to Martin Keimer in 2014, we've had a decade of performances where players have gotten red hot and they've had maybe a 2 to 3 year window where they're just blazing and they win a lot. Jordan Spieth beginning in 2015, Jason Day around that same time, Justin Thomas in 2017, Brooks Koepka in that time, Dustin Johnson had a good run. Rory's been kind of consistently solid, good at points, great in that same time period, maybe over a 15-year period. There's a lot of reasons why you could conclude that Scheffler's run will last 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. He's just solid emotionally, spiritually. Ball striking is at a level we haven't seen since Tiger Woods in 2006, 7, and 8. So T2 green, he's absolutely in this current group. He's unparalleled, unrivaled. His short game is you know, Stevie and Tiger-like. The only issue, the only thing at this point preventing Scheffler from winning 7-8 times a year comfortably is the putting. And even there, he's shown signs that he's figuring it out. So he's, you know, he comes in to this Masters as heavy a favorite for this week as we've seen since prime Tiger. And if you, I'm not going to bore you with all the statistics, the ball striking numbers, but they're eye popping. He's far and away the best hitter of the golf ball, best hitter of greens, most consistent. And he's athletic and he plays on instinct well. He plays smart. He plays through mistakes. Everything you want in a great athlete, Scheffler has.
Rich Lerner of the Golf Channel joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line, the anchor, the host, the play-by-play man, the reporter, the essayist. I mean, Rich Lerner does it all, folks. And we got to talk about Tiger, Rich. What about Tiger? He's got a bad draw here, right? He's going to play this afternoon, and he's got to turn around and play early in the morning, and he's trying to break that consecutive cut mark at, what, 24, 25? So everybody's looking at Tiger, wondering what's going to happen this week.
Well, the number's 23. He's tied with Freddie Couples and Gary Player. So that's out there. That's something. If he doesn't win, that's a small victory. Though Tiger never, as we know, played to make cuts. Assuming five-hour rounds and nothing else comes in and delays play, I don't think it will, Tiger's looking at maybe playing 22 or 3 holes on Friday. And, you know, 18 seems to be a challenge in his current state. But this guy is stitched and fused and taped and glued back together. His sessions on the range have looked great. If it were just a ball-hitting session on the range, I love Tiger. He still generates enough speed and has pop in the bat. And in his practice rounds, he seemed to be walking okay. I think there's too much competitive rust. He's completed 72 holes, competitive PGA Tour events, just twice in 3 years. That's not enough. I don't care who you are. And he's 48 now. He's given up 21 years to Scottie Scheffler. He's 48, but the tires and chassis say 68. He has taken a pounding. We know, we all know that. But for those who are in the very small group called greatest athletes of all time, not just one of the greatest golfers, Tiger's one of the greatest athletes of all time. The possibility, the idea of one more is never easily relinquished, let go of. So, you know, we all will tune in. Tiger said in his press conference, if everything comes together, he thinks he can get one more. And he's the impossible man. If 2019 was one of the greatest comebacks of all time, what would this be? Post the car crash of 2021, what would this be? And he juices, you know, media coverage, although I think people are less inclined to buy into the idea that he's going to win. And we brought it, I'll give you, sort of an anecdote. Our meeting the other day, you know, for Live From, and we come together, you know, around noon, and we, you know, bat around, you know, ideas for the show. Do we want to lead with Tiger? And almost always we lead with Tiger because he's Tiger. It doesn't matter if he's, you know, been away for 6 months, you know, it's the comeback story, which is his comeback number 11. I don't know what number we're on. But anyway, when the idea of Tiger came up, it was like, nah, I don't think we're not leading with him. And nobody fought back on that. We all felt let's lead on the opening night with Scheffler. He's earned that. So there's less intensity behind Tiger. And then when it was suggested to the lead producer that, you know, hey, you never know with Tiger, you know, maybe he's got one more. And he sort of fired back, you know, cut me a break. That's fantasy land. He's not winning. You know, that was the retort. So I actually shared that on air, threw my producer under the bus in a funny way, you know, because I wanted to throw a little, you know, motivational red meat to Tiger as if he needs it. I don't see it. He doesn't make putts the way he used to. Where you lose it, Buck, when you don't have the kind of competitive edge, when you're not getting reps tournament to tournament, week after week, month after month, I think, is on and around the greens, where you need to lock into a 6-7 footer. Got to have it, need this, must make, come on, dig in. And there was nobody better ever in the history of the sport than Tiger during his heyday at that. If it needed to be made, it was made. That's not there anymore. And that's, you know, because of the competitive rust, age. And but we'll see. Maybe. Yes, sir. I don't know.
We just want to see him play 4 rounds. That'd be awesome here. And I thought it was a tad disrespectful out of that media member to ask him if he was thinking about being a part of the ceremonial tee shots.
Disrespectful, yes.
What about Rory, Rich? I mean, for the first time, I typically come out with my top five picks, and let me see, Koepka, Zalatoris, Henley, Glover, and Neiman.
Yeah.
I kick Rory out of it. In fact, I kicked him so far out, he was one of the five I told people not to pick this year.
I'm going to hear what you think. You're disappointed in Rory. Go ahead. Let me hear why.
Well, because I'm picking him every year, and, you know, he's, what, 0 for 14 at Augusta?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just a little disappointed. Hopes are too high. I want to see the career Grand Slam.
So this is his 10th try at the career Grand Slam. And what I think is curious about this whole scenario is it's rare that one single tournament could so dramatically alter one athlete's legacy. If Rory does not ever win the Masters and is left with three of the four, Palmer never got the slam, Snead never got the slam. It's a pretty cool thing. If he never wins the Masters, Rory is one of the best players of his generation. That's unassailable. 24 wins, four majors, he hasn't won one in a decade, et cetera, et cetera. If he wins the Masters, he's one of the best of all time. That's it. Four rounds, you go from one of the best of your generation to, damn, you're one of the best of all time. Because he's now in a group with the bedrock legends of the sport. Listen to these names. Sarazen, Hogan, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods. That's it. Five men have won all four. And Rory would be the sixth, and he could walk off into the sunset. And I think that would have, taking a Tiger victory out of the equation, that probably would be the one, certainly would be the one with the most emotional and historical impact is a Rory win. Now, Rory is not only a great professional golfer, he's a great professional heartbreaker. I mean, how many times has Rory gotten our hopes up and then just, you know, stepped on him? Too many to count.
Yeah.
His wedge game is sloppy. He seems not quite to have that hard edge I always compare him to Tiger. It's an unfair comparison for anybody, but
really is.
He doesn't quite seem to have that hard edge, which makes him appealing. I think Rory, to his credit, has a chance to finish his career as a beloved figure in the sport, and which is different than great. Not many are beloved, because of how open and honest and, you know, he's been. But he bounces. Rory's all over the place sometimes. He's reading books to figure, reading the Stoics 1 year, and then he's off to some other quest in order to figure it out. Wedge plays sloppy, doesn't make enough big crucial putts, and just seems to shrink a tiny bit. And this is on a relative scale. If you want to be a legend of the game, then damn it, you got to rattle some cages on a Sunday.
Yeah, no doubt.
Rory doesn't rattle cages. At least, you know, we haven't seen it recently. I mean, I think about the British Open, the Open of 2022. That was sort of this, I know you remember that, Buck. It was Cam Smith, and everybody knew Smith was going to live.
Right.
And Liv continues to be another story. I don't know if we have time to talk about that. But Smith, everybody knew was going to Liv, and Rory's leading the Open, and he's defending the established order. He's the good guy. He's been riding in on the white horse. And Smith goes out and plays one of the great rounds in Open history, 64, with the up and down at the road hole at 17, at the home of golf. And Rory shoots just a ho-hum 70, like on a golf course that was there to be taken. And Cam Smith wins. And then he goes to the U.S. Open at Los Angeles last year, and he's in against the guy that at that point nobody knew a whole lot about, Wyndham Clark. Yeah, he had won in Charlotte, but, you know, played a whole lot of majors. And it was Clark on Sunday, who was hitting all the clutch shots and making all the clutch putts. And Rory's dumping a ball into a bunker with a wedge on Sunday. So, you know, he's not the first great player to have, let some get away. Palmer, 1961, famously right here at the Masters, blew it and blew one at the U.S. Open at the Olympic Club. That's part of the game. It's part of the what makes it so, you know, satisfying when they do come through, is they, you know, they walk through, you know, like Shawshank Redemption. They have to crawl through a lot of, you know what, to get to the, to get into the sunshine. So look, Rory would be a great story. But I don't blame you for taking him out of your top five.
All right. I want to brag on the dogs. We got six Georgia Bulldogs in the field. Harmon, Henley, Kirk, English. I got a chance to speak with Harris on Monday. The practice round got him coming off the 18th green. All he wanted to do was talk about football, the Georgia football program. Got Straka, got Bubba. And what about Kiz? I wanted to ask you about Kiz on NBC, Rich. What do you think?
Doing great. Now, Kiz is a natural. Kiz is crushing it. You know, he brings definitely a fresh perspective. He's tight with the players. He's you know, I was 39, 40 years old. So, you know, typically the, you know, broadcasters through the years have been guys a little bit older, you know, well past their playing days. So that's a real advantage to, you know, be on the range with these guys and you know, be able to bring that understanding, that knowledge to the booth. Kiz is funny. You know, everybody's known that for a long time. I mean, and Kiz is himself. Kiz is not going to go in there and try to be an announcer, you know? Kiz is going to do Kiz, and that's what everybody wants and everybody loves. And, you know, it's not as easy, Buck. You know, you made the transition. It's not as easy as it might appear. I'm not saying, you know, it's not hard labor by any stretch, but, you know, just, there's a lot going on in a broadcast, and you got people in your ear, and you've got to say what you want to say quickly, and because they're off to the next shot. And so he's knocked it out of the park, Kiz. And we're you know, we feel like we have a winner in Kiz, and everybody loves him. And so yeah, thank you, Georgia Bulldog Nation. And yeah, what a great golf school. I mean, come on. It's obviously the best football program in the country by a considerable margin. But, man, you've turned out Chris Hack and that program. They've turned out some phenomenal players. Harris English, by the way, is one of the nicest guys in our game. I have to say that. Give Harris a shout out. I think Henley's a little bit of a dark horse. He played well last year. You know, Russell chips it and putts it beautifully. We'll always give him a chance to hang in. It's maybe a little bit of a bigger ballpark, Augusta National, than he'd like, you know, but that's the kind of battle he's fought and fought well for his career. Former point guard, standout point guard with a lot of fight in him. And look, Sepp Straka's played great golf the last few years. You know, won tournaments, played the Ryder Cup. Big dude, hits it. Yeah, I mean, would it be a shock if Sepp were there on Sunday? No. He's got enough game.
Rich, thanks so much for your time, man. We appreciate the insight. Keep up the great work on the Golf Channel, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Buck, for having me on. Enjoy the week. And
we'll be watching.
Thanks, Buck.
Rich Lerner from the Golf Channel. Always great having him on during these big events. Let's get to the top five.
The best in college football and the NFL.
Five, four, three, two, one.
It's time for Buck Ballou's Top Five.
Amanda Swartz joins us, our digital director. Let's roll with it, Amanda.
All right, let's get into it. So, number one, who should the Falcons select at number eight?
I'm going to go with the cornerback out of Toledo, Mitchell. I'm going to stick with that.
Okay.
Highest rated player that would be on the board right there. And I'm all for that in the top 10. You need a guy This got the upside of being a huge impact, a perennial Pro Bowl player. I'm going to go with Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo, the cornerback I hope they take.
I like it. All right. Number two, will there be a Drake May free fall?
I don't think so. I still think he's going to go top five, top ten at the worst. I mean, he checks every box. Now, he needs a little development, footwork and that kind of thing, but he can get there quickly. I don't think we're going to see a free fall.
All right, good. Number three, will J.J. McCarthy go in the top 10?
No would be the answer to that question. I know there's a lot of talk about it, but I think what's going to happen is you're going to see the Vikings and Broncos. They're going to realize they don't need to trade up and give up premium picks to be able to get J.J. McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Vikings could stay there at 11. The Broncos could stay right there at 12. And end up getting McCarthy there. So I don't think he'll go in the top 10.
All right. Number four, drop some knowledge on us. Reveal a first-round trend.
We're going to see big boy football in the first round. I'm talking about 12 linemen go in the first round of the draft. I mean, look at the offensive tackles and offensive linemen that are lined up ready to be first-round picks. Joe Ald out of Notre Dame. I can't even pronounce some of these other guys, but Amarius Mims, also a member of that group. Big boy football is going to be back in the first round this year.
All right, I like it. And number five, because I really don't know, when does the draft start?
Well, I know you're probably thinking, okay, what day, what time? No, I'm talking about in the first round. The draft really is so predictable with the first three picks that it really starts at pick number four with Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to take a quarterback. In fact, it's not really a legitimate option. They've got Kyler Murray. They're paying a ton of money, too. So they can take the top player in the draft, Marvin Harrison Jr., right there, or trade out of that for one of these quarterback-hungry teams. So I think the draft really, the draft is so predictable, 1, 2, and 3, that it starts at 4.
I like it. All right, and I have a bonus question for you, Buck.
A bonus?
So I do, yeah. What is the deal with Nixon Penix?
I think Penix goes in the top 15, and I don't see Bo Nix going in the first round.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go. There.
Buck's top five on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
Thanks, Amanda. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Buck.
Absolutely. We appreciate you very much. And also want to remind you of the Braves, man. When they all season long, when the Braves hit a home run, you're going to score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires the next day only at Tire Discounters. Plus, you're going to get a free alignment and free oil change with your tire purchase. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
Yeah, looking forward to G-Day on Saturday. And look, I don't need to see Carson Beck and Arian Smith and Dylan Bell and Dominic Lovett and Ernest Green and Tate Ratledge and Oscar Delp. And I don't need to see Mykel Williams and Smile Mondon and Malachi Starks or Warren Brinson and Dan Jackson. I already know those dudes can play, all right? So I'm not looking for them on G-Day, but I do have a checklist of about 20 players deep that I can't wait to see on Saturday at G-Day. And I'm talking about, I'm going to start right at the center position, number 55, Jared Wilson. I mean, it's the epicenter of a football team, especially on offense. It's a premium position right there at center, right in the middle of the offense. And we've seen Sed Van Pran on a three-year run getting the job done. Now we're going to see a new center in there. And I can't wait to see more of Jared Wilson. Quicker and maybe more athletic than Van Pran. Can't wait to see Jared Wilson there. I can't wait to see these three new receivers, the transfers that came in. Michael Jackson III. No, it's a different Michael Jackson. Colby Young and Landon Humphreys. Also Tyler Williams, a year two receiver. Want to see him. Roderick Robinson at running back. Lawson Lucky at tight end. And then over on that defensive side where really there are a lot of unanswered questions, looking forward to see the interior defensive line and these young dudes, the young dogs in the interior defensive line, Kristen Miller, Jamal Jarrett, Jordan Hall. And I think the performance of these three players is critical. You got to have quality depth there on the middle of the defensive line, especially when you're in the SEC, you're competing with top 10 competition. It's time to accept a bigger role. Third year in the program. Second or third year in the program for these guys. So to win big, these three dogs are going to have to step up. So I'm looking to see that. Want to see more of these inside linebackers. C.J. Allen, Raylan Wilson, Walker and Bowles, see what they've got. We've got a new nickel star out there on the field. So at safety, there's some unanswered questions. And then at cornerback, I know Daylon Everett can play, but I want to see where Humphrey's at, Daniel Harris and Ellis Robinson. Be checking those names off the list coming up on Saturday. And there's your Bulldog beat. Hey, the green card is back. Deal of the year allows you to play six of the area's best courses for one low price, $249. Plus, you get a $25 Firemaker Brewing Company gift card for only $249. Cards go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Don't be late at 680thefan.com. Coming back with a Falcons draft note. Coming up next, you got the Baloo Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Yeah, I want to get you signed up for the inaugural Braves Golf Classic at the Atlanta Athletic Club. Wow. Coming up on May the 6th, benefiting the Atlanta Braves Foundation, you can get your foursome. And for more information, go to braves.com/golfclassic today. I mean, anytime you've got a chance to tee it up at Atlanta Athletic Club, the championship course, you might want to jump on it. News coming down, O.J. Simpson has passed at the age of 76. O.J. died yesterday after a battle with cancer. His family releasing that information on social media. I got a chance to know O.J. Simpson a little bit. Senior year in high school, the Hertz Club, which he was a spokesman for, Hertz number one club, car rental company. At the time, they were inviting what they determined to be the top high school athlete in each state in the United States to come to New York for basically a couple of days, hang out with OJ and be honored. And so I got a chance to hang out and talk to OJ a little bit. This is the late 70s, long before the 90s when, you know, that murder trial took everybody by storm. But years later, I saw O.J. at a Super Bowl out in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl, and I didn't expect him to remember who I was, but I went up and introduced myself again, and he sort of laughed and said, "Hey, Buck, come on, man, you don't have to introduce yourself." I thought, wow, pretty impressive. I mean, he's got a really good memory. Yeah, and we spoke about that Hertz banquet there in New York and talked about that for a few moments. I was stunned when the murder trial came down. Really stunned. Hey, the Atlanta Wing Fest in Midtown's coming up. You want to be a part of that on Thursday night, April the 18th at the Towers at Uptown Atlanta and Buckhead. Top wings restaurants in Atlanta, along with beer, wine, and cocktail, craft cocktail tastings will be going on. So whether you like your wing spicy, a sweet, a barbecue, whatever. Great chance for you to be a part of it. Get your tickets at AtlantaWingFest.com. April the 18th at the Towers at Uptown Atlanta in Buckhead. Folks, we have run out of time. No time for the final word today. And if you're waiting on that Falcons draft news, yeah, we want to thank Howard Brothers for being a proud sponsor here at 680 The Fan. If you want that Falcons news, you can get that on tomorrow's show. We'll make sure we have some of that for you tomorrow. But need to move aside. No Chiellini and Domino today. We've got Braves pregame coming up next. Looking forward to the Braves taking the series against the New York Mets. And then we'll focus on the Masters the rest of the day. Kevin McAlpin getting ready. Got Braves baseball coming up next here on The Fan.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.